listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
Yo, 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 it's Mike J, the lover. And I'm sorry. All right, let's go. Who's your sir? Yo, 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 it's the Gen Top Podcast. I got Trav, Groovy Drew, and Shell's not with us right now. Right now, we're about to go interview everybody at this block party from the BBU. I want to thank Jessica. I want to thank Christian for finding us out to interview all these lovely, lovely business owners. You know what I'm saying? So just stay tuned. We're about to give y'all some interviews and some insight in the city of Columbus.
Yeah, and we live on the scene. So, yeah, so if y'all hear something in the background, yeah, we live.
Hey guys, welcome. We are at our second annual business block party on behalf of Black Businesses United. I'm the president, Jessica Aldridge. This is my vice president, Christian Relaford.
What's going on?
So we're just here. We have local vendors setting up still. We're trying to put on an event for the community, of course. Come out, get you some good food, shop with some local vendors, and you know, just kind of take care of one another. That's what we do.
Absolutely. So make sure you come out and support. I know you're catching this. You might be a little bit late, but once again, this is our second annual block party free event. Let me emphasize once again, this is a free event. We're giving back to the community. So yeah, if you're a business owner, you get free headshots. We do have the legendary Foreign Life Photography out here. Mm-hmm. We have Davion Chester, the one and only, who has actually made his publications to Google. We have Love at First Bite. He is a local legend right now. We have Dora's Daughter, who is actually up and arrived straight out of Phoenix City. We also have our teen resource event. I am one and only Mr. Trapping Healthy. We bring you fresh pressed juices, and also we have the legendary Gym Podcast as well. Yeah. So definitely make sure that you go and listen. Make sure you go and listen. Make sure you support, subscribe, and buy everything up.
Buy everything up. Yeah. So yeah, we're just doing this here for local vendors. Hopefully you can catch some great interviews with some of the vendors that are here. So they can talk to you a little bit about their brands, and we can, you know, create a network, because that's what we're here for at the end of the day. We're here to create a network between minority entrepreneurs so we can have people to lean on when needed. But yeah, that's what we're here for. Thank you for coming and doing your podcast. It's always exciting when you guys come out.
Yeah, we are. We love y'all. Invite us out, man. We appreciate y'all as well.
Absolutely.
Man, we appreciate y'all, man. But once again, we thank y'all because y'all didn't have to do so, but you definitely did it anyway.
Right.
And like I said, it's just all love forever. So we thank y'all so much.
Yes,
all
right.
All right.
All right, just go.
My bad.
Go.
You go. Hey, we live at second angle BBU block party, and we are here with our first interview, and you can introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tasha Maganya, and I'm the owner and chef of Dorsey's Daughter Private Chef and Catering.
And nice to meet you. Thank you for our platform again. You can tell our audience what it is you do and what it is you serve and all that good stuff.
Well, we provide caterings. We also do like private chef services where we come to your home and cook for you, like if you have like an intimate setting or anything like that. We also do plate specials Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays where we make plates. I have a menu that I post every day on Facebook and Instagram on my pages to let you know what we're having. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays is just dinner. On Friday, we do serve lunch and dinner.
Okay. Okay. You got any signature dishes or anything?
My signature dishes are jerk chicken and shrimp and grits. Those are my signature.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Real good. Sounds like y'all been in business.
We've been in business about 3 months now. Okay, so we're fairly new. So we're just trying to get our name out there, get some exposure, all that. At the block party today, we're doing pineapple bowls. You can get chicken or shrimp with either jerk or teriyaki sauce. And then we have a cilantro lime sauce or a yum yum sauce you can put on top.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. So where are you located?
We are located in Phoenix City. We do it out of our home. So once people order, we give them our business address and let them come out and, you know, pick up the food, or we do offer delivery as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But we deliver for Phoenix City, Columbus, you know, the Tri-City area.
All right. That's good.
Good.
Our question we always ask everybody, what inspired you to become a business owner?
My mother inspired me to become a business owner, hence the name Doris's Daughter.
Yeah.
I'm
Doris's
daughter. She wasn't my cookie inspiration. That was my grandmother, but my mother was a really big entrepreneur. She had like a lot of businesses going on. She wrote a book. She had a play going on. And she passed away in 2008.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, 2009. And so I just wanted to basically just keep her name,
keep her name
going.
Alive. Yeah.
Keep her legacy going. Yeah. They have something also for, you know, generational wealth for my children as well. And my children's children, you know, things like that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's great. Backstory.
Mm-hmm. Real good backstory. Has there been any challenges with then, like, being an entrepreneur? Has there been any kind of challenges?
Yes. Yes, it's been challenging. I went from working a full-time job. I've been cooking for like 16 years.
Yeah.
So this is my passion, but I went from working a full-time job to just doing, just basically just doing this. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how much financially it was going to cost me. So now I'm like trying to look into grants and loans and things, trying to help for starters, business, first-time business owners.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the challenging thing. And then like, it's just me doing it. So I'm the cooker. I'm cooking the food, delivering the food, taking the orders, you know. So it's really like, it's challenging. But my family, they help when they can. But, you know, mostly it's just, you know.
Best thing about that, you get 100% of the
product. Yeah, right. That's right. That's right.
So is there anything in the future that you have in store that you want? Like basically speaking into existence?
A restaurant.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I'm speaking into existence. Yes, that's ma'am. What I want. I want to have a restaurant that everybody comes to, famous people, regular people, yes, just ma'am. Everybody comes out and just enjoys the food because I make my food with love. So,
That's what it matters. Food with love. That's what
Again, we want to thank you for coming on our platform. We want to give your plugs out, where people could contact you at.
You can reach me on Facebook and Instagram at DorisDaughterFS. Also, my email is DorisDaughterFoodService@gmail.com. Our phone number is 706-590-6528. What is it? 6528. I'm sorry. That's wrong. 6528.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on and being our first interview.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for interviewing me.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Stay tuned. That was good. Yo, yo, yo. It's the Gen Talk Podcast. I'm right here. We're still at the BBU block party. We're interviewing all these black, beautiful black business customers.
Owners.
Owners.
They're wrong.
All right, go ahead. Yo, 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 it's the Gen Talk Podcast. We're out here at the BBU block party. We're interviewing all the black business owners. And would you like to introduce yourself, ma'am?
Yes, I'm Shayna St. Rutledge.
Alrighty. So what you got for us today? What y'all here to sell?
Today at the block party, I have three of my signature drinks. One is the Casamigos Margarita.
Oh, man, I'm still sick from that from last night. Not your purse, but the Casamigos.
Right, the Casamigos. Yeah, it'll do it to you. And so that's why I actually had a signature perfect margarita. So I added, of course, a little cockiness to it with the Casamigos. I have my strawberries on top of me, which is my signature strawberry Hennessy, and exotic water rumble, and that's just an escape away from Columbus, giving you the clear water, but it has a rumble of rum.
So for y'all want to go to Jamaica or somewhere like that, get on the beach, definitely y'all.
I'm gonna take you to the island
in a bottle. Island, man.
So what, tell us about your origin story and everything. What made you want to start your business with drinks and everything?
Okay. So growing up, I actually grew up with a family that loves to have parties and like to entertain. And one of my favorite aunts, she actually was the unofficial bartender of the family. So part of it was because I admire her, but I've also had a passion for just entertaining. So I actually worked in the nightclub, on the nightclub scene, and I did it a little bit private parties. But when the pandemic actually hit, I did a full lunch of Savory Sips and Tips and Tales, being a mobile bartender, because I would run into my customers from the clubs that, because we were shelter in place, they wanted something to drink at home. So it started with me just having a little bottle, giving it to them, letting them take it home and enjoy it. So then I flourished into full-fledged mobile bartender.
So what, personally, what's your favorite drink is?
My personal favorite is actually what we call a Cadillac. It's not on the menu, but it's a version of a Hennessy margarita.
Oh, man. Oh, they're going to put it right.
And that came from my actual bar partner. She's not here today because, as well, of course, we still bartend. So she actually is at Applebee's bartending. But Pilp, you can also find her usually with me. She's known a known bartender in the city, but that's one of her signatures that I feel in love with. So we do bring you the Cadillac.
Mm-hmm. We've been asking all these owners out here this one question. It's called the Speaking Into Existence. So in the future with your business, what would you like to have?
I would like for my business to at least be booked and busy every single weekend. Every single weekend. I mean, I have a few weddings coming up this summer. Of course, wedding season is coming up. Yeah. So I am thankful that I have a few weddings coming up. But I want every weekend to be booked and busy.
Yeah, man, make everybody happy, enjoyable, a little tipsy.
Yeah. You know.
A little slump, a little slip. Do you make any drinks with gin in? We gin talk podcast. You making a drink with gin in?
I do make drinks with gin.
For old people, don't.
However, yeah, that's, it depends on. So usually when I'm booking a party, it depends on. Now, if it's that age group, I gotta have it on the menu.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Yeah. I wanna say, it's a classic.
Got some old soul in.
Yeah. Look, classic soul, not
green.
Yeah.
Time and everything. You go ahead and plug up everything, all your social medias, everything, where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook personally as Shayna St. Rutledge. The Facebook business page is Savory Sips and Tipsy Tales by ST, as well as on Instagram, it's Savory Sips and Tipsy Tales. And you can find me on TikTok as Shake Shit Up Rut.
All right,
here we go.
Catching on. Well, again, we want to thank you for coming on Gin Talk, hey. Go hand in hand. Yeah, liquor and gin talk. Because that was prior to us. Alcohol.
Thank you for having me. I'll be sure to bring you all a gin based drink.
Appreciate that.
Special delivery.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gin Talk Podcast. Stay tuned. All right, we'll just edit this part out. How you doing? Yo, it's your boy Mike J with the Gentile Podcast. We're still going around in the BBU block party. Got this young gentleman right here. What's your name, young sir?
Davian Chester.
All right, Davian Chester. I see you got a lot of art right here. I heard you're real known. You did some art for Google and everything. That's real good, man. How you
Thank
doing?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, how long you been doing art?
About 10 years. About 10, 12 years.
10 years. So was there any cartoons or anything that inspired you to do this?
Yeah, pretty much. Growing up, Cartoon Network, 90s Cartoon Network inspired me a lot. Mostly, though, you know, the lack of black cartoons that we had, it always inspired me through middle school and high school to, like, create stories featuring us. Mm-hmm. So that later inspired me to do, you know, just general stories, comics anyway, mm-hmm. with us. That's why my tagline is the Black Experience now, because okay. now I really like love I like sharing that. The good, like bad, everything we go through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So is there any type of illustrator, any cartoon style art that you like, or that you like, that inspired you? Like, there's some people like that like the Ren and Stimpy style, like the Family Guy style, or right. the Boondock style, like anime and all that.
I wouldn't say a certain style that interests me, because I do like them all, and one of my like specialties is I'm able to do different styles anyway. They all really play a part, so I like mm-hmm. them all. And I'm actually now getting more into anime, so
okay,
that's something too.
That's good. So I'm looking at some of the arts right here. So right here I see one that's real powerful. It says, this is a man with depression, and this is also a man with depression. So you just go through, like, basically illustrate everything that goes on with black man or a black woman's life.
Yep, black
and that's
man,
the
black
whole
women.
Black experience and everything.
Yeah, from relationships to mental health, mm-hmm. You know, the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. Family relationships, all of it.
Yeah, because I'm seeing some of this stuff, like, it could be a topic for podcasts and everything, where you say, can you be pro-black and also date outside the race, which is good. It could be good for a nice little episode cover and everything. So, and see, like, you have opinions, like, some people have black art, but they'll put Goku and some J's and call it black art, and I see that's like an opinion, that's like a statement. Yeah. So it's more like you make statements and your opinions, or it's just on your mind, like, what gets you going?
Yeah.
What?
I would say it's a combination of everything. I do love the opinions of from us, so I do create these conversation pieces to get everyone talking, mm-hmm. you know, and that inspires me too, because everyone, you know, they have their own view and a lot of things can relate to them. So I love to generate discussions. A lot of it I agree, some of it I disagree. It's just a general thing of everything.
Hey, that's what art is. Yeah. You agree with it or you don't agree with it. So yeah. That's the whole thing with art. So another thing. So what in the future, I call this the speaking to existence. What in the future do you want to come out of your art and everything? What do you want?
I want my art more mainstream, so it can generate more topics, more discussions. More people would know what's happening, because a lot of people don't know what's going on. I would say, you know, get more views on my art, so that would go to my business too. So like I can create more black art for businesses, entrepreneurs, and just other creatives who just have visions and they want to bring it to life.
That's good. You ever getting into, also another question, are you getting into animation or anything? I thought about it.
It's been a debate going on for a long time, but mostly just illustration, graphic design, and animation. I'm liking those three loops.
That's good, man. In my opinion, if you went into the animation and had you a nice YouTube channel just to show a little short cut, man, I swear to God, that would be good, man. That'd be real dope.
I think so too.
It's in the books. Yes, sir. So what you doing out here for the block party? You doing prints? You doing anything?
I'm doing some prints that I've already made. Yeah. And also just advertising my custom work, so I'm able to do graphic design and illustration for people.
All right. You mind if we get a little shout out?
So,
there's some dope pieces right here. Dope pieces, man.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. You just go ahead and showcase it.
Yeah, so I have different black beauty pieces, different illustrations that I'm selling. Usually, I'm just doing that, just cover different things, relationship, black beauty. That's a lot of art that they could hang up in their homes. I have them in size 11 by 17, and I'm trying to do 18 by 24. So,
okay.
Just some lovely work.
Real beautiful, man.
Thank you. And
then
that's
the famous one, man. Hey, man. That goes to show you, man. When you work hard, things happen. Good things happen, man. Hey, man, I really appreciate you, man.
Appreciate your time and everything, man.
Go ahead and check it out. Go ahead and plug your plug in, sir.
Yeah, social media, Real Tunes, all across all social media. You can find me, Real Tunes, or you can type my name in, Davian Chester.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Have a good day now. Gentile Podcast, stay tuned.
Appreciate that, sir.
I appreciate
that. Yo, boy Mike J, Trev, Gentile Podcast at the BBU Block Party. Right now, we're interviewing all these black business owners. Today, we got a special guest with us. Introduce yourself now.
Hi, my name is Natasha, owner of Ethereal Glow.
Right. Tell us what you do with your business.
Whew, a little bit of everything. I have dominoes. I create with resin, which is rolling trays, ashtrays. I have hoodies, hats, shirts. I do custom work. Just a little bit of everything. Kind of dabbling whatever's needed.
Okay. So what's inspired you to start your business?
True and honestly, just being locked up, wanted to be creative. Just was kind of getting tired of just sitting at the house and, you know, eating hot wings every day. So, you know, hot wings and Popeye's chicken sandwiches every day. So, had to do something.
Right. Has anybody inspired you to do your creations or anything? Because you got some nice art. Oh, yeah, I like it.
Thank you. Well, you know, my husband is Bronson, so... You know, just seeing him just kind of be creative with his kind of spark something in me. So after a lot of research and just kind of seeing what I can do safely at the house, I found resin. And it's so versatile because you can do pretty much everything with it. So just based on that, I just started just creating whatever I just popped in my head. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to do something handsy.
Yeah, your hands on.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your signature item that everybody goes crazy for? What do you feel like you love making or love creating?
I would say sets. Like, I got into making, like, the rolling trays and ashtray sets.
Yeah.
So I just think when you kind of pair things together, it kind of gives a person a little bit more versatility. They make, you know, get an order, got a few things that can switch and swap. Also, my coasters. Yeah. I think those are a good seller, too, because, I mean, everybody needs coasters. You know, a little fancy, whatever, you know.
Don't mess the
table up. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we adults. We don't need rings on our tables. You know. So I think barrels are needed and versatile. So, and like I said, I do custom work. So if you got something you want to match your living room with, I can definitely do that. I color match any color you want. So,
definitely. So, all y'all new homeowners, y'all need something to... You need a good interior design for your... living room.
Right here. Definitely.
Give us a little shout out the merchandise.
Come right over. These are the sets I was talking about. So we got some sets right here. And this is actually a extra large ashtray. So that could be used as a tray and an ashtray. So if you want something that can be multi-usage, you have that. My posters, like I said. Adults, you don't
need no rings on your table. Yeah.
And ashtray that have keychains, jewelry
trays,
and I forgot my hoodies, my shirt.
Okay.
So
it's okay,
just be careful.
Right here. How long does it usually take you to make a product?
Normally just depends on the size of the product because resin does have to cure.
Yeah.
So a few days, but like I said, it just really depends on the materials that I have to use to make it, because different materials will slow down the curing time for the resin. So just really depends, but I can whip it out in a few days.
Has there been anything challenging being an entrepreneur? Is there any challenges that you had to overcome or anything?
Yeah, definitely staying motivated.
Yeah,
because you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I have a full-time job, I'm in school. So just staying motivated, just keep pushing despite how you may be feeling at the time, just knowing that, you know, just because I don't sell something today, there's always tomorrow. Yeah. Maybe do a little more promoing or, you know, whatever, but never just to keep going.
Well, like they always say, it don't take one good year.
And this is only my second year. Yeah. So I'm still learning everything. So just being open to learning and like I said, just keep pushing, staying motivated, just doing whatever I need to do.
Right. You know? $1 million question. And we call this the speak it to existence question. In the future, how would you want out of your business and how to grow farther? How do you want your business life to be? Like, do you want your own shop or do you want to have like a big name, like Gucci or something like that? I'm just saying, you can speak it to existence because it happens.
What's crazy, a lot of people look at me sideways, is my actual full-time job, I absolutely love my career. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever see myself stopping doing that to do this full-time. But my speaking to existence would be the fact that I have enough mental capacity to maintain both, to be successful in my level of success. Not anyone else.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
My level of success.
That's good.
And just to keep pushing and, you know, have a little theory of glow in everybody's house.
Yeah.
Whether it's a keychain, coaster set, or whatever, just spread the word. And I'm all about, just like I said, speaking things into existence. So I just want to be okay mentally with whatever.
Yeah,
I do.
What you're doing. Yeah.
However this goes, I just want to be okay with it. So, you know.
Can't be that.
Like I said, my success may not be everybody else's.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah,
I wish a lot of people would think like that. Cause
everybody want to be Chase the Jones.
What is it? Comparison is the killer of joy.
Yes.
If I keep, you know, like, oh, I want to be like this person, but I'm never going to be happy because I'm constantly chasing what other people value. And I may not even value that.
I promise.
I'd rather be, you know, well known to where everybody like, oh, you want coasters? Go holler at Sasha at Theory of Glow or whatever. So just to, like I said, little Theory of Glow, everybody house. Whatever shape or size that may be, do more custom work and just kind of spread the, you know, maybe some global stuff, maybe some different things, different shirts. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, that I'm creating and coming. Just gotta get out of my head into, you know, something.
Yeah, put it.
Yeah, so it's a lot of stuff coming. You know, can't stop, won't stop. So.
Rockefeller.
Yeah. Little bad boy for life, you know, little Diddy Bob, but you know, just definitely keep it pushing. It's really, you know, what it is. I'm about to graduate.
Hey, congratulations.
I got 2 more weeks. But so once I'm done with school officially, I'll have my master's, and then I can get back into the business and start, you know, getting it popping for 2022. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff coming. Just got to get out my head into, you know, my hands. So yeah.
Again, we want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
That's a lot of, that was motivation.
That's right? Really. That's your own interest.
Yes, definitely. You know, thanks for coming over and chatting with me, y'all.
Yeah, anytime. Plug your business. It's where people can find you at.
You can find me at Ethereal Glow LLC on all platforms. That is E The Real Glow LLC on everything. That is Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm all over the place.
Appreciate you again for chatting up with us.
No problem.
Gentile
Podcast.
Stay tuned.
All
right,
y'all.
Ooh.
You good?
Yo, yo, yo. It's the Gentile Podcast. We're here at the BBU Block Party. And right now, we're interviewing a special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself, ma'am.
I'm Ashley Harris with Teen Resource 5. We're a local nonprofit for teens in Muskogee County, and we need your help, y'all.
We need help.
Yes, we are losing our babies to all this crime. We need people to come out and help voice their opinions, let us know what's needed. It's ridiculous. We also help link our youth to volunteer opportunities. We have several different events. You can find us at teenresource5.org. Let's see. Also at teenresource5.com. I'm sorry. We have them both. But .com is the one you want to go to for that list of volunteer opportunities. So we do several different things. We have, Reach for the Sky program over the summer will help provide rides for local teens to the polls.
Yeah.
If you want to vote. But we also, if you will come volunteer with us here and there, we can give you rides to work if you need them. Come on, you got to
beat that.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yes. So I mentioned the garden. That's another volunteer opportunity. If you're interested in the local community garden off MLK, come out, reach out to us. We have opportunities all the time. We need help out there too. I'm trying to think, y'all. We do so much. We definitely need help from our adults. We need y'all to come out and help teach these life skills to these kids. We got a upcoming pilot called Going Live to do that. So I could go on and on.
Yeah, it's
all right.
You can go on.
But I just want y'all to know that our community needs y'all. So don't just sit back and watch these kids die. Come on.
So what you feel like the biggest, like to grab kids' attention? What you think the biggest thing we need to do, like, just to grab their attention?
Well, a lot of kids kind of see through the fog. They see through all the, you know, costumes. They want you to tell it to them straight.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of kids are into what they see online.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. You know, so the most that you can link them to real life and what's happening in front of them.
Yeah.
That helps a whole lot. Personalize, individualize your interaction with them.
Yeah.
But it changes all the time. So we need teens to also come join our teen advisory board and help keep us fresh. Keep telling us what y'all into.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we old.
So, like we question, we ask everybody, what inspired you to get this going?
Well, growing up in Muskogee County, I learned early on the value of giving back and volunteering with the community, not only for my own personal giving back, but people giving back and instilling in me. So just from early on, I really have always had a passion for this.
Yeah.
I work for the state also for my 9-to-5 to do this.
Me too.
So, So, it's, you know, I see it from our own front doors, but I also see it from,
you know,
and it's not a good representation. We got to flip the script.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen hoes, like, I done seen everything from kids, everything, from murder, all that.
Yeah.
I see it every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they, got any questions, Michael?
What have been some of the challenges running your network and everything?
Yeah, they basically are all about
just, it's not, and I'm going to speak in terms not only just from my organization, because there's a small network of people out here trying to help these kids.
Yeah.
We don't have enough volunteers, and it's hard to compete for funding from with some of the other businesses and organizations that promote they help kids, but they're not helping the kids.
People that do something because they think it's dying to do, so they don't want to do it, or they just do it for their own personal gain.
So, you know, they're getting these grants, like the crime prevention one that's in the city, and they're putting it towards initiatives that don't really involve kids, or maybe involve kids just a smidge bit, but it's not getting to the heart of the kids that are at risk.
Yeah.
And we're hurting from it.
Yeah, we are.
How many of y'all know a kid that have, you know, have had an impact from some of the crime just this year?
Yeah, no, everybody knows somebody.
And how many people do you know say things like, oh, that was such and such brother, or that was, you know, that's homeboy little cousin out here doing all this. Yeah. You know who this, you know who it is.
But you won't say that.
But you, and it's not necessarily about you telling on them. It's about you reaching out to them.
Yeah, reach out, see what's going on. What's
you
hurting
need?
You? Yeah.
What do you need?
I be saying it all the time, because you never know. Like you just said, kids have a hard time expressing that, especially they don't trust you. So you gotta break it all the way down, script it all the way down to just you and them. Like, you just gotta show you the real them.
Yeah.
Or show you the real you to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from on that aspect, though.
Yeah. It's definitely a passion of mine. But like I said, we need more people out here opening their mouths about how they feel, not just shaking their head and reposting it online. Like, y'all got to.
For the clout.
Yeah.
Like, y'all got to get out here and tell Lil Pookie, your cousin tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you need to tell these people, because we're losing our kids as a result of it. And they are the future.
Yeah, they are.
So, if you can, and I ain't going to talk too long, but.
Right, talk too long. Oh. You got truth. What we do.
But if you think about it, from when we were young and the things that were considered, you know, bad when we were coming up to now, what you think our future gonna look like this next generation coming up?
I don't even see it. Like, it's hard to say, it's bad to say this, but it don't look too promising.
It's scary.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell gonna happen.
And that's scary that y'all saying that. You understand what I'm saying? Because y'all are out here because y'all are the business leaders of our community. And this is how you feel about our community. So we got to flip the script.
Got to.
So, you know, even if you got to join our organization to help give rides once or twice a month over the summer when kids need a ride to work. It don't have to be, you know, everyday thing. We know everybody work. But that's how these kids going to stay busy. A hot time for crime for them is in the summer.
This is the time right
here. If they need a ride to work, they need a ride to go get an ID or a birth certificate or something, help them. Don't just sit back. Like, it's enough of that. It's enough of that.
Take action.
You're
right.
It's
not a future. You got to act. You're just doing, like you said, lights and prayers and thoughts. Action to it when it's a prayer, too.
And, you know, the reason why our organization does so much, the reason why we do so much, y'all, is because it don't take much.
No, it doesn't.
It does not take much. So, you know, even, I try to encourage everybody, if you start an initiative with your own business, do that. Teach these kids how to start their own podcast. Y'all know how much money I have for them podcasts right now. Teach them. Teach them that they could make it with a podcast before they can make it out here missing that goal, talking about they're going to be a basketball player. Well, you ain't,
you ain't
hit playing a layup, and you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So teach them the ins and outs of the different types of careers there are out there.
kill the narrative that people, kids don't have to go to school. No, you don't have to go to school, but you ain't got to, you got to do something.
You got to do something, just can't, something. It ain't going to come to you. That was it. It ain't, just ain't going to come to
you. Yeah, you can't stop the conversation by, you ain't got to go to school. Keep that conversation going.
Yeah.
You got to, you ain't got to go to school, but you got to do something.
Yeah, they just send that home. It's just, all right, of mine is a devil playground.
Yeah, say it again.
Yeah. For real, so you keep them, I feel what you're saying, keep them busy, keep them doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you gotta always keep doing. I think that was, I wish we had like a real community center down here so we could teach these kids like podcasting, like all kind of media, like you said. You don't gotta make any basketball, football, all the other stuff, or even music, because mm-hmm. I know if I don't make any music, I guess I gotta go back to the street. So yeah, I feel what you're saying on that.
And that's what they're into. The media. This is they wanna be famous. Okay.
Yeah.
They wanna be famous.
Yeah.
But for a lot of them, that's as real as it get with them mm-hmm. being famous. So
yeah.
There's another organization that we partner with sometime called Shoot Film Not Gun.
Yeah.
They're local. They work with any kid that's really, and they teach them all the aspects of the behind the scenes of media. Just gotta get out here.
Yeah,
so come help us out. You know, we got a lot going on, but you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, so why not start here?
Yes, so Team Resource 5, y'all. Team Resource 5.
Give us all your plugs.
Ooh, we do have, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We do have one of our organizations, Ross and Strong. They post the most, so you'll probably, you know. But they're under us. It's a wrestling group here. They'll be competing this summer. So follow us there too, y'all. We in these streets. Look, if y'all want to come help us promote online, come do that too, because we're more hands-on than online.
Yeah,
but that's just, you know, what it is.
Yeah,
that's just what it is. So, but we on there. You can find us. You'll be better off going to the website, teamresource5.com.
All right. Again, we want to thank you for all that. We're much needed. Let's see it here. Yeah. I appreciate you again for coming on.
See all that?
Yeah.
You know it's something you're passionate about.
Yeah, you're talking about.
In this thing, we've been in these streets for a good minute, y'all. Yeah. So it's just like, what you want? Cause we got.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we appreciate you again. Thank you.
Intel Podcast. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yo, it's the Gen Top Podcast.
We're wrapping up another successful BBU event and block party. We got some nice interviews. We got some great people. We got some nice food too.
We got some good food. Go to
if you let me know, I mean,
start this over. Start this all the way over.
What's
going on? I gotta watch my phone call.
You want to clean the car?
Nah.